staff medical advisor from South Strand Internists and Strand Urgent Care in Myrtle Beach. Every week we talk with Dr. Adler, or today Dr. J. Vance Vandergriff, about various health concerns. And everybody's been enjoying the warm weather. My jasmine are blooming. I've got bumblebees buzzing around my head outside my front door, and we're already seeing some pollen, so we thought we'd talk about allergies today. Good morning, Dr. Vandergriff.
Good morning.
I know there's a crud going around. I've heard a lot of folks, the flu, the sinus infections, just plain old head colds, all kinds of stuff going around. The pollen in the air and our allergies, that's not helping. I was sick for over a couple of weeks, and I thought the second time I got sick, it was probably just allergies. It turned out to be a sinus infection. I know there's extra pollen in the air because it's been so warm, and everybody's loving the warm weather. Everybody's loving that, but it's kicked off. It appears to have kicked off our allergy season a little earlier this year. So the first thing I want to ask you, because I was suspecting that my allergies, that the spring pollen may have attributed to my sinus infection. Is that possible, or is it more like a viral thing?
It could be a little bit of both. What happens sometimes when you have allergy issues, the allergens cause swelling in the mucous membranes of the nose and the sinuses. And when those sinuses swell up, you can't drain. When the fluid sits there, that mucus just sits there. It allows bacteria sometimes to start to grow.
Uh-huh.
So a lot of times we have patients that are coming in every year for their yearly sinus infection or their yearly bronchitis. And what may start that is it's an allergy problem that could have been prevented if we know that that's what's going on and we can get them started on medications at the beginning of those symptoms, and that'll keep it from getting blocked up and swollen, and then you drain better, and then there's no bacteria that grows.
Well, this is a fairly common topic here because we have so many people who retire here from other parts of the country and are moving into a new environment. So it's a topic of conversation that really we talk about just about all year long, but the springtime when the grass and the trees and everything starts blooming is obviously when I think it flares up for most folks. And I don't want to make this a personal show. That's not what it's about. But I do want to ask you, because over the past few years, I've noticed I have become much more sensitive. I haven't moved. I've been living here for 30 years. Born and raised in the Carolinas, but it seems the older I get, the more sensitive I am in the springtime and even in the summertime on occasion to being outside and dealing with this pollen or hay fever. I guess we should probably define those two, if they're the same thing or if there's a difference. But and ask you about possibility. I know I'm asking about four questions in one sentence here, but possibly I've been thinking about getting a flu shot, going and getting tested and have these things. So let's start with does our body break down its defense system as we get older?
Well, we have figured out that the older population, the 65 and older population, they do not mount an immune response as strongly as a younger population. And that's one of the reasons why they came out with a high-dose flu vaccine that you see all the pharmacies giving to the 65 and older. And so it's four times as strong as the average flu shot, so that helps those patients develop that immunity better. The second part is that you can develop a reaction to anything over time. So what may not have bothered you years ago, you may be reacting to now, and the allergens in the air, we may have new allergens and new pollens. And so there's always that chance that you have developed a new reaction to something you didn't previous have problems with, or something that you've never had a problem with that we've never had in the area may be coming into the area now, and so you may be getting a new exposure.
Well, it's no fun. I know in some cases it can be very, it can be a very serious health condition for some. But I know when folks talk about allergy testing, and I know it's offered here, it's fairly common, it's not really expensive, and you go in and you get the allergy test, and they put all kinds of little different things on you to see if your skin reacts to them, I guess. How much of that is actually for pollen and stuff? Is that mainly for other things like food allergies and other things?
Usually the food allergies are blood tests. Now, the skin test will test for some of the more common food allergies, like the nuts and those type things. But most of the skin testing is going to be to your environmental exposures.
All right. Now, that's what I'm getting at, the environmental exposures. And let me go ahead and ask you this, too, because I've heard this said many a time. I don't know if it's true or not, because you hear all these urban stories out there. They say that the yellow stuff that comes off the pine trees during the springtime and gets on your car and turns everything green and all that yellow stuff, they say that's not what causes us to get, you know, the hay fever and the snuffy eyes and the sneezing. Is that true? I don't believe that.
Well, it certainly seems like when you see that car getting covered is when you start to see more of the sinus pressures and the runny nose and the sneezing. So I think that there's got to be some component. But on the flip side, I mean, like you said, we're seeing a lot of these blooming right now because we've had such a mild winter. And not everyone is having problems, but some people that don't have problems till March or April are starting to have problems in February this year. So I think it really depends on the person.
Yeah, well, there you go. So tell me the difference I've been asking, it's been a topic of conversation, and I mean, I've always tried over-the-counter meds when it gets really, really bad, minor success with those, but I'm hearing the big craze now I'm hearing is everybody's telling me to try nasal sprays, over-the-counter nasal sprays. What is that, and how are they different than me popping a pill?
Well, a year or two ago, the Flonase steroid nasal spray went over-the-counter, and it was determined that it was safe for over-the-counter consumption. It isn't something you can overdose on. The steroid only works locally in the nasal passages and the sinuses, and it's not going to give you a rebound swelling like the Afrins and the neacetephrins and those type nasal sprays that have been on the market for years. So it really helps to decrease that swelling. It helps to decrease the mucus production. And if you decrease the swelling, you can breathe better, you drain better, and you don't get that that mucus sitting there allowing bacteria to grow.
Okay, so is this something that I would take every morning, or is it something you take after you notice you're getting the stuffy nose?
It's a little bit of both. Some people take it year-round long. Some people only take it in the seasons. And so if you know that you're spring and fall allergy problems, then you can start it around February and take it through till about May, June, and then you can stop it. Start it again in September or so, and depending on what time of the year you have your most common reaction. And it is something you can do every day, or just in the seasonal time of the year and use it for a couple of months and then stop it.
Interesting. Is there any health conditions that would prohibit you from using this? I know it's over the counter, but, you know, for example, high blood pressure or anything like that.
No, the biggest side effect is going to be irritation because it has had a little alcohol base to it, and that can be irritating to the nasal passages for some people, and they get nosebleeds. So if you're having nosebleeds using these sprays, then you'd want to stop and just use maybe a saline spray instead.
Okay, so let's say I try this. I'm fairly happy with it, but for whatever reason, is there any advantage to actually going and getting the allergy test that we talked about earlier? And I guess, how does that work also? You get a shot. Is it like once a year?
No, we wish it was that simple.
Here we go.
No. Once you determine that either the medicines that you're taking are not working well enough, or you're just fed up with having to do these sprays and medicines and pills, and you're getting side effects from the medicines, maybe it's causing drowsiness or nosebleeds, and if that is the case, then you may decide, you know, I'd rather just do the shots and be done with it. Because a lot of times you do these shots, and it's usually a once-a-week shot, and that is slowly building up your immune system over the course of 1 to 2 years. And after 1 to 2 years, you can determine that maybe you're not reacting as strongly and you don't need to take the shots anymore. Mm-hmm. Some people need to take them longer than that, but the average patient will develop that immunity in a couple of years.
All right. Well, it's certainly interesting, and I hope this has been as informative to other folks as it has been for me. I didn't mean to make this all about my personal questions, but the route I'm seeing is before I need to go and get the allergy test, I'm going to try these nasal sprays, because even though I finally felt better here Sunday and Monday after so long, I'm still sneezing this morning. I have to just believe. I don't feel sick. I believe it's the allergies. It's the early allergies coming out this year. But folks, you might want to try the over-the-counter stuff. You may want to indeed talk to your healthcare provider. And remember, if you don't have a healthcare provider, you can always go to Strand Urgent Care in Myrtle Beach. They're located right there on International Drive. You can go.